Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'd say one third of the studio has been cleaned.
Yeah, we got a little bit of, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to
you
go.
Still
it's much
seen,
quicker than I thought, though.
You still haven't seen what's on the floor by me, though.
Oh, really? Nah, that's not great. I told Elise before that I said I'll be late tonight. I'll be home a little bit late tonight. We'll be cleaning up. What's by the floor by you? Just a bunch of it?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Some may or may not have made it onto the floor.
No, stop putting things on the floor. Stop putting them on the floor. He doesn't understand. Every bit that he puts on the floor is going to be that much more time that I'm going to have to then be like bending down and doing all this.
I'm sorry, what part don't I understand there?
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, Keith did post the video here. And you can find this on our net, you know, just 92.3 The Fan, all the socials. And we can see. Daryl, I want you to see your reaction, by the way. Oh, you jump up in a great way.
I did. I didn't know what the heck happened.
Okay. All right, that's a lot of fun. All right, 216-474-0092. Obviously, get at us through the phone lines. Get at us through Twitter. We're trying to break down Shador's game, and obviously I feel pretty good about it. There was a spot I told you guys last week that after the Ravens game at the half, I was buried into my couch because it just was going so poorly, and it was just going so in such a backwards way that when I ever envisioned the first time we'd see Shador in a Browns uniform going. And I had my head in my couch. My kid is wondering what the hell is going on. And then yesterday, I'm up celebrating so much. The Isaiah Bond throw, I legitimately leapt off of my couch and started screaming and doing like one of these type things. Like you're just furiously clapping so hard.
I was legit disappointed Bond didn't get in the end zone. He was down at the two.
I know. It probably should have been a touchdown, but that's either here nor there. Isaiah Bond made a big time play, and Shador made the big time play as well.
First part, Isaiah Bond and caught the football.
It was all that would have been so
baby
so
steps.
I would have cut him on the spot if he had dropped that ball, okay? If that thing put right in his bread basket, if he would have dropped that, I would have been like, you're walking home, Isaiah Bond. I hope you like the slot machines because you're not leaving Vegas. You're stuck here now. So he made a great play, and we'll get to the Jerry Jeudy play coming up in a little bit. There's so many different parts of this that felt good, and then there's just a couple things like the Jerry Jeudy play where you're like, maybe we can work on that. And it's an understanding that it was just a great first step for Shador, and now he's got to build upon it. Daryl, that's it. The idea is now you get a chance in San Francisco, and don't let this be a reverse course. For as happy as I am today, for as happy as I was yesterday, don't have me back burying my head in the couch against a San Francisco 49ers team, because I'm telling you, they are waiting. They're sitting there waiting for you to fail, but you keep proving them wrong.
Yeah, but here's the he mentioned this after the game about how everyone wants him to fail. And I'm going to respectfully disagree. I do not want Shador Sanders to fail. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah. I never got the vibe that you did.
Do I have questions about parts of his game and whether or not he can be successful at this level on a consistent basis? Absolutely. I had the same concerns about Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens. And Lamar certainly has, you know, proven my doubts wrong.
Yeah.
As a two-time NFL MVP. But look, you know, he has to go out and do it. We can't talk ourselves into his success. He just has to go out there and do it. and all the compliments and all the accolades and everything else, that's going to follow.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to get on board. Now, I also feel like this is part of his chip on the shoulder, right?
Yeah, he's talked about that.
The great athletes.
He used the Baker Mayfield line before the game yesterday in the Browns radio network. He said exactly that, the chip on the shoulder. It's the same exact thing Baker went to. And it's part of why I think I love both of them in many ways.
But see, Baker, I don't think could play that card. You are the number one pick in your draft class. You're not an underdog.
Baker carried that
after you get cut by Carolina and Los Angeles.
Carried that when he was a walk-on at Texas Tech, though. That's his story. His story is the walk-on at Texas Tech, the kid that had two college offers to play D1 football, North Texas and Rice out of high school. That's where he gets. Everyone gets their story, their chip on the shoulder story from somewhere.
I get that. But once you're the number one pick in the draft, you're no longer an underdog. Now it's
I like that in many cases with Shador. It's almost like if he never had an underdog story before, even though he did play at Jackson State, we can all know he was just following his dad.
Right.
But like even still, like that's his underdog story is being fifth round pick.
But
now.
He's a fifth round pick. Everyone passed on him at least five times, right? Tom Brady. Everyone passed on Tom Brady at least six times.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to say that he can't be the Cleveland Browns version of Tom Brady here, but like let's not fit him for the gold jacket yet or the statue outside the new Shadome going up in Brook Park, the Barn Dominium there. All right, let's Shador Sanders' way is not coming anytime soon. Like let's slow the roll and really look at what happened yesterday objectively. But a lot of what happened yesterday was extremely positive.
Yes, yes.
It was extremely positive. Okay, so you look at the box score, and the box score is unimpressive. I think you and I can agree with that. The box score is not impressive. But what was impressive, they scored the second most points they have all season.
Yeah. Only the second time over 20 in a game.
He completed passes that Dylan Gabriel, at least right now, is incapable of completing.
Right.
He ran the offense a little more efficiently. The team seemed to have a little more pep in their step with him on the field as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is all positive. The energy, like he is a naturally energetic personality, okay, both on and off the field. And I think that when you go out there and you back that up with your play, that energy feeds through the team.
I just don't think it's an accident that so many players we saw on the field yesterday had one of the best games they've had all year long. And so many of these young players on offense, but even some of the older guys too, they looked like they had just a new purpose and a new sense of like, all right, let's get after this. And I don't think it's something that just lasts a week long. In fact, I read Albert Breer's piece. He'll join us tomorrow, obviously. And Albert was talking about Joe Bitonio. And Bitonio throughout the week had mentioned, I guess, to Albert how Shador had been there at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's just not something he ever, like when Bitonio walks in, he's not expecting to see a lot of people. Not only did he see Shador there, but Shador is getting all these reps in with all these younger players. And he's going through the processes and he's going through everything that he needs to go through to get ready. And I think so many people are like, how can this look different so fast? How can it look different in just a week? Well, when he knows the game plan is catered to him, but he also has that week to prepare like he's going to be the guy, people like that just don't miss opportunities. They just don't miss opportunities like that. I don't know what it is. Again, same thing with Baker that I have with Shador.
It's about the only other quarterback I've ever seen taking advantage of it.
And they just don't miss in moments like that. That's why I felt so confident going into the game that he was going to take advantage of it, because people like that just don't miss those type of moments. And Shador is one of those guys. And he didn't. Again, is there room for improvement? Of course. No one's crowning him after 1 week. We got to be level-headed about this, because for the same person that told you guys a week ago, we can't decide the kid's fate after a half of a game, I'm the same person that tells you we can't decide anything after one good game in Las Vegas either. But it was a very encouraging start. 216-474-0092. Eric in Akron, going to bat lead off today. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
So I was very neutral on Shador. I didn't like him. I didn't dislike him. I was just kind of like, it is what it is. I hope the kid does well. I'm now all in. Like, I am a Shahonk, whatever you want to call it. Rich up, let's go, baby. And here's why, is because I'm kind of an eye test guy. I don't get into advanced metrics. I don't even really care about stat lines so much. It's how does it look? How does it feel? And I got the same feeling when Shador played yesterday that I did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When Baker came in against the Jets and broke open the fridge, you just know, after we watch so many bad quarterbacks, what a quarterback that can play looks like. And he can play. And that's saying he can play against a bad football team, but he doesn't have receivers. He doesn't have an offensive line. He right. doesn't have much talent around him. He didn't have much time to prepare. Like, I think, JP, you just said that you're not crowning him. I think he's somebody we could build around. I really do. If he can make that much improvement in 1 week, he's right. Like, what is he going to do with the whole offseason?
I mean, and listen, Eric, you know where I stand on Shador. So you know I'm itching to crown him, okay? Like, I'm itching, but I love a lot of what you say, and I appreciate the phone call. Like,
Jonathan has the seamstress and the sculptor on speed dial.
For the
ready
statue,
to go.
For the statue? No. We got to give it some proper context here. Like, it would just be too fraudulent of me to turn around and then be like, after a half of a game, we can't judge him, but after a game and a half, we can. Like, but there were so many positives, and there were so many things that you wanted to see. How can you not be giddy about it? How can you not be excited about it? Take your success rate stats and shove them into a locker for all I care. Take your box score jockeying. Stop doing that for a second, and just look at the way that we are able to stretch the field. Look how vertical this offense was able to get. Look at some of the completions. Look at some of how it looked. And it felt different than what we saw with Flacco this year. It felt different than what we saw with Gabriel this year. And I have to hold on to that. That was the most fun I've had watching a Browns game this season. Not even close, Daryl. And for a lot of people, they felt that same way.
It was fun to watch. It was not just fun to watch. It was refreshing to watch. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was... And look, they struggled on third down. So did the Raiders. Like, listen, that game film is not going to Canton, Ohio. It's not going to go in the archives of NFL films of the great games to have been played in this century. Not saying that. But, like, it felt like I was actually watching a functioning football team.
I mean, we blew the Raiders out. That wasn't a game. They had no chance of coming back. Now, the defense was obviously great. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. 10 sacks, tip your cap to Myles Garrett. The defense was awesome, but they had no chance. That was game set blouses in the third quarter, early yep. third quarter easy. We have not had
even
a Browns game.
Even at 14-3, it felt like the game was over.
We just haven't had games that feel like a walk in the park in this Stefanski, past couple years. And for us to have that again, and the only true thing that changed was the quarterback spot in Shador Sanders, you can't tell me something isn't different. You can't tell me whether it is him going around and talking to all the players on the team constantly and getting everybody up and doing whatever he's got to do. Whatever voodoo magic that man does on the sidelines, he does it. He gets people ready to go, and he gets them playing their best football. They're like, there's something to that. It's the intangibles that we relied on in talking about him at Colorado, and they showcase through in games like that where all of a sudden you have all sorts of players that are making premier plays. Dylan Sampson, my goodness.
He gave them a chance against the Ravens, all right? Like, that's what gets lost in that second half debut mm-hmm. off the bench. They had a chance in that game.
And he put it right at Gage's chest.
Like,
that's a tie game if Gage pulls that down.
That's all you can ask for in sports, is that you have a legitimate opportunity. And he gave you that against the Raiders. Now, The execution ultimately wasn't there. They didn't get the job done. The loss is the loss. And he took that really hard. I mean, I you know, there was some, the conspiracy folks there on the socials and that saying, oh, he's acting by sitting on the bench and wanting the cameras to be on him. No, he genuinely was upset that they lost that football game because he felt that he should have won that game for the Browns. And then you saw how he looked in those two quarters versus how he looked in the four quarters he played in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say a completely different dynamic player, but the improvement was, I mean, it was tangible improvement after three practices, okay, maybe four practices, and another three or four walkthroughs, along with endless film sessions on the the tablet as he's walking around the building. So, I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do now this week for an encore against San Francisco, because now, for me, the expectation goes up. The needle for Dylan Gabriel of expectation never moved for me, because I had no I knew what I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was going to be bad, and that's why I couldn't get upset about it. It was like, yeah, this is what I told you it was going to be.
All right, yeah.
With Shador, I'm excited to see what he's going to do next week against the 49ers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.